Why is all these things happening? The Bible says when he's shaking the mountain, he's drying up the sea, fire is breaking forth. Look for his goodness. Because in that time, he knows those who are trusting in him. Are you trusting in God? In the season we are in, the way you can let God know you are trusting in him is by calling on him. The way you let God know that you trust in him is by praising him, is by reverencing him. In the midst of it all, the Lord, somebody say, the Lord is good. The Lord is a stronghold. He's looking for people who will hold on to him. People who will say, you are my God, and there is no other. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. Ask Gideon. Gideon presented 32,000 people, and with the test of the Lord, only 300 were trusting in him. So sometimes you may think that, oh, we have so many people, so God is ready to do wonders. He did it for Joshua. I think I shared that the last time I had the opportunity. Joshua presented 30,000, and God used his 30,000. But when Gideon presented his 32, God said, there are too many. I need only 300. And so I believe that in the time we are in, which is a time of transition, we are as a church and as individuals, as family, we are in a time of transition. The counsel of the Lord for us is to be aware of the time we are in so that we are not distracted. His counsel is that we be prepared so that we can get into where he's taking us. Hallelujah. So as we pray tonight, as we worship the Lord tonight, I want your heart to be in verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And the Lord knows, not the pastor, not the ushers, not the choir. The Lord knows the heart of those who are trusting in him. Let God find you among those people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When it's time to pray, don't be distracted. Don't look elsewhere. Don't think any thought. Just focus on the prayer. When it's time to praise God, praise him as if you haven't praised him like this before. When it's time to worship, worship him. If you feel like falling on your face, fall on your face. Don't let any protocol break your focus from God. Because we are residing in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And the Lord knows those whose heart are trusting in him. May that be you, may that be me. Let's rise up to our faith. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Our God is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. The Lord reigneth.
Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, yes. Blessed be the rock, let the rock.
dressed. So shall I be saved from mine. So shall I. So shall I. Oh yes, Lord reigneth, and blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. My God reigneth, and blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. Put those hands together for the Lord. The Lord himself, acknowledge his mercies. Acknowledge that he's the reigning king. He's the rock of ages. He's the mountain mover. He's the seed dryer. He's also your way maker. Your stronghold. Let the Lord know that he's your stronghold. He is the one you are holding on to. He is your stronghold. He is your rock of habitation, to whom you continually return. Oh, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation, the rock of my habitation, my rock of habitation, you are exalted. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I just want us to know that God is faithful. In all his ways, there is no variableness, no shadow of turning with our God. I'd like to welcome Pastor Chimeze to just introduce herself, and then we'll call in for one or two testimonies. We will praise the Lord, and then we'll move on. Come, ma'am. Please, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you.
Like she said, I'm Chimezie. Some people call me Momichi. Some people call me Bros. Because the Bible says, as many as receive him, he gave them power to become sons of God. So all of us are Bros. So some people call me Bros. Some people call me Momichi. Some people call me Sister Chi and all that. But I want to say I'm happy to be here.
Amen.
By the grace of God, I started my Christianity by learning how to pray. And one person who never believed that you should pray more than 5 minutes before. So when you talk, I'll tell you, you don't need to pray more than 5 minutes. God is not deaf, you know. But you wonder what Jesus Christ was doing, who was God, praying all night. So when I read it, I said, this, your theology is wrong. If Jesus, who had no need to pray, was praying for, you know, for all night, then I should pray more. So that's how I started praying, and I had a lot of routes praying. I will share with you when it's time to talk how I learned to pray. It's very, you know, it was troublesome, but, you know, I was, one thing, if you want to pray, you just have to be sincere with God. I told God, I said, God, now that I know I should pray, if I don't pray, it's your fault too. And on that day, if you tell me to go to hellfire, I will not go. I will disobey you. Now, God, I was too close to my father. So when you say God is father, I could understand. I could be free. I think many of us have a little issue. We never had good relationship with our father. So when they say God is father, what is in your brain is your father. I had a rout last Sunday trying to get a boy born again for 2 hours. When you say God is father, his brain will scatter, you know. He doesn't know his father. He was born here. The father rejected the mother and all that. But you see, it doesn't matter if man rejects you. Did God reject you? It's man that rejected you. God is your father. God is your mother. God is your sister. Jesus is your father. He's your brother. So you don't need to wait for anybody. So when I was coming here, God told me that this church is entering the Arehu boat.
Amen.
You know. So I came with mind that something is going to happen after. This week that you dedicated to God is a time of moving into your Rehoboth, your individual lives. Praise God.
God bless you, ma. Hallelujah. Amen. Please don't go. I have a few questions for you. Let's start. Bless you, mom. God bless you. Amen. You said you learned you started your Christianity by learning to pray. Please, ma, where did that happen and how did it happen?
Well, I got born again at the age of 17 on campus my first year. So I was in Catholic Church. I was not in Pentecostal. I was under Reverend Father. But I started reading Bible. I started having problem with the practice and what Bible is saying. So it was a route. So I said, okay, let me start from praying. So I'll go to fellowship. Anytime they call prayer, I'll go. But on my own, I will set time. I say, well, God, just my 5 minutes is not working again. So I'm going to pray for 10 minutes this morning. So I'll put my clock down. I'll pray everything I know. I look at the clock. It's still 7 minutes. I say, okay, God, I have decided that I'll pray for 10 minutes today. So bless Brother Kos. Bless Brother Jerry, bless Sister Adiola, Father, all the brethren that are traveling today, God, grant them mercy. Anywhere Satan is trying to cause a Christian to backslide, God, help the people in the hospital, people in prison. So by the time I finish, I will look, it's 10, 9 minutes. That's okay. So until it is 10 minutes before I will stand up. So then, until eventually I discover I could pray seven, just like that breaking stubborn habit. We have formed habit of fast food. Everything is fast. Fast gospel, fast everything, you know. But football has remained 90 minutes. We have not adjusted it. We only want to adjust church things. The gospel should be for 15 minutes. The staying in church should be for 30 minutes. But football should remain 90 minutes. And then extra time and then penalty, you know. So nobody gets troubled by that. But once it is church, everybody's clock is like this. Waiting for pastor to, oh, pastor, you're wasting time. And we want fast food and prayer doesn't work that way. If you want to pray, you got to give God time. You have to give God your heart first of all. Then you give him your mind, because your mind is the driver of your life. And you have to give your mind, then your body has to be there. You can pray. And I tell you, you can really pray all the time. You can stay in train and pray. I was praying in the bus when I was coming. You see, the law of fundamental human rights has made things easy. So you can choose what you want to do. All right? I told my son when he entered campus, he said, Mommy, oh, they're using music to disturb me early in the morning. I said, music. Your own music day now. When they start their music, you say, Ma, shake it, take it, back. We will know whose music will disturb the other person. So when he started, they would say, oh, boy, you are disturbing. Boy, said, but you too, you are disturbing. So it's noise versus noise. But I thank God, two of them gave their life to Christ by the time they finished that 1 year. Let me tell you, prayer gives you power for performance. Many of us are weak in performing our Christian duty because we don't pray. Prayer gives you power for performance. And, you know, prayer is like blood, putting blood in your system. So many of us are suffering from spiritual kwashiorkor already. Some of us, I'm a pharmacist. Many Christians are suffering from anemia. They don't have time for the word of God, so they are malnourished. And anemic patients and kwashiorkor patients are very, wind can blow a kwashiorkor person down. So that's why many of us, sin just overtake us like that. But you need to, you know, ginger your swag, you know. Sorry. I'm talking like my people. I'm a youth pastor. Okay? So when I say, So when I say you should ginger your swag, that's the way we, you know, you have to ginger your swag, and then, you know, you'll be able to, you know. So, no, but if not, you just discover many of you, when you finish praying, the moment you step out, you haven't forgotten what you prayed. True of us. You know why? Your ears did not hear what you prayed. You did some mushy, mushy, mushy. But if you say, Father, as I'm going out this morning, I'm going to stand for you. Use me as a witness for Jesus. Use me as an agent out there. Help me to be an eye to the blind, a leg to the lame, and an ear to the deaf. As I come back, help me to come back with testimonies. And let the people living around me know that Jesus is in me. You are not likely to fight with your neighbor when you have prayed this, because your ear heard it. When you want to do, your ear will tell you, what did you say in the morning? So I think that God, what God put this week to do in us, is to get us from to where we ought to be. Many of us are where we are not supposed to be. I mean, how can you be an elephant? You'll be having the experience of rat. But that's what is happening to us. Some people come to Nigeria and say, Mommy, they didn't promote me because I'm a Christian. I say, it's a lie. It's because you are not a Christian. Because if there is somebody to promote, it's you. The reason is that you did not know that there are powers acting in that office, and they are in high authority, that know who you are and want to make sure you are down. So, you knowing where you are, know that you are acting from above them. So you bring them down. You bring them down. You bring them down. Lastly, I was working with Indians. They will give me my salary. Within 1 week, salary has finished. What's happening? A pharmacist, within 1 week, I'm borrowing. Borrow till the end of the month. Then they will pay me. In short, the day they pay me is the worst day of my life, because I will use it to settle Gbese and then start again. One morning, I said, God, no. No, this matter, we have to settle it today. I should have a savings I don't have. I mean, what if in the middle of the night, one of my children gets sick and maybe my husband has gone preaching? Would that child die? I should be able to act. I'm the help suitable. So whatever he cannot do, I'm there to do it. That's why God put me there. So, and I don't know how the Holy Ghost opened my eyes. I was seeing a staircase that is not in that office. So the following morning, when I arrived office, I came up from the staircase. I asked the secretary, I said, how are you? She said, Oga, don't come. He said, Oga, never come. I said, are there two staircases? He said, anyway, Oga, I don't even know, because Oga may follow the other staircase. Is there any other staircase here? He said, yes, but it is only Oga that followed that place. I said, okay. I got home that day. I said, God, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus on that staircase. Every altar there I overthrow. From my room, I didn't go to office. So. You don't know what you have. If you know who you are, you won't be the way you are. You are a carrier. Whether you say in the name of Jesus or not, you are a carrier. I don't want you to be an amen class. I want you to know who you are. The Bible said to them that believe, to them that he gave them power. You see, when you call it, you say he gave them power. So it's not powerful in your mouth, so it can't be powerful in your body. He gave them what? Power. To become. Bros, way to. I'm sorry. I'm sure you understand. Because all of us are bros. Now, he gave them power to become what? you can remove sun. You can put rich there. You can put healthy there. Amen. You can put powerful there. Amen. You can anything you like you put here. Hallelujah. There is a power to become. Hallelujah. That's what you have. There's a power to become, and that's what you have.
Hallelujah.
So you are begotten in power and power packed. But you can only activate it by prayer. If I put a generator here now, it has potential energy. It is only when I socket it that energy will come. So prayer is socketing yourself to the source of power.
Amen.
And then power will flow.
Hallelujah.
And things will start happening.
Amen.
When you enter your kitchen and said, rice is becoming bigger. Suddenly, from nowhere, somebody will send rice to you. But you see, prayer does not stop where you are sitting down. Some of us finish praying, make one sentence, and cancel the prayer. God, please provide for me. God, please, my rice is about to finish. God, my God, provide. Then you enter your kitchen, you say, Kai, this rice will soon finish. Because you have finished it with your mouth, it will finish. Kai, this soup will soon finish. You have created finish. And what will happen? My husband is pursuing one girl. Whether you know it or not, tomorrow he'll start pursuing. But if you say, my husband loves me, and he has no choice, now he must love me. That's what the Bible commands him to do. You are creating something. God saw rubbish. After creating the world, say the whole place was messed up and darkness was everywhere. God would have said, I see this darkness. Oh, what is this one now? I didn't create darkness. Oh. God didn't say that. God spoke what he wanted to hear. He said, let there be light. And when he said that, what happened? Darkness vanished. You are a co-creator by prayer. It's in prayer that you co-create with God. You control the world because you are created to control. Jesus Christ was able to control. Water, stand there. What happened? Lame, walk. And he does them when he has finished praying and come out. May God help us to get what God is trying to tell us this week so that we will create an atmosphere in Oxford that devil cannot handle.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, ma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say you are a co-creator with God. Say you are a co-creator with God. I am a co-creator with God. And I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Hallelujah to Jehovah. Amen. I believe God, you can rise up on that and just begin to declare. Let your ears hear it. That you are a co-creator with God. You are joined here with Jesus Christ. You have the authority to decree. You have the all unction. You have the power. You have the power to make a difference in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we agree with you. That Lord, we have the power to make things to happen. Power to decree a thing and for it to happen. Power, oh God, for your word to be exalted. You're in the name of Jesus, above every other name. Lord, we are co-creator with you. And Lord, we have a mission to see Oxford change. We have a mission to see Swindon change. We are on a mission to see North Oxford change. We are on a mission to see marriages change. We are on a mission to see families change to the glory of your name. Baderia basotorie keyebo. Yenderia katarebo sotorie. Riga yebo shenderia. Ria bayebo sotorie basandaria. We are on a mission this weekend, oh God. The transition to Rehoboth. The transition to Rehoboth. The transition to Rehoboth. For every individual. for our men, for our women, for the singles, for the youths, Rehoboth. Oh God, what Fountain Christian Ministries, you enter into Rehoboth by the Spirit of the living God, by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. We call to manifestation access to Rehoboth. Rikayebo shenderiaba sandarie. Higederemo sundariebo yederia. Lord, we bless your name because you are here. You are at work, and no one can stop you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we agree with your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want you to plug yourself to the source of power. Plug your spirit into the source of power. For you don't know what to pray as you ought to. Lord, I disconnect myself from prayerlessness. I disconnect myself from sluggishness. I disconnect myself from spiritual languishing, from spiritual malnourishment, from spiritual anemia. I plug myself into the source of power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Rika derebo sondoria. Yekateria basandariebo sondo. Yege deria masandariebo bobobo. Rika derebo shederia. Riaba sondoria baba baba baba. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pick your Bible to Genesis 26. We're just going to follow the Spirit of the living God. Genesis chapter 26. We want to have an understanding of Rehoboth. We want to have a biblical reference to what has been declared so that we can go with God and flow with God. What it means, we will understand, and what our part is, we will understand. Hallelujah. From verse 17, I'll read. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. He was naming what he was saying. He named it Esek because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Hallelujah. He has been naming things after what his father called them. He even tried to name the situation according to what he was experiencing. And then all of a sudden, he got a revelation that this one, they will not strive for it. I declare over your life that that which God will do this weekend, there will be no striving for. By the mercy of God, you will call it by a new name. That situation will receive a new name that the Lord will name. And no one will strive for it, because God of heaven will answer to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Say Rehoboth. Here I am. In the name of Jesus. There is no striving for my Rehoboth. In the name of Jesus. It reminds me, ma. Years ago in Nigeria, I opened a gift shop. I called it Gera. That's how people would just pass by. Nothing was happening in Gera. One day, I just removed the signboard. I put Rehoboth. I got the revelation that I was naming Gera where Isaac failed, where people strove with the wells he was digging. But the God of heaven opened my understanding that this land has been given and we shall be fruitful in the land.
Yes.
The people that were striving did not go, but fruitfulness happened.
Yes.
The Bible says, and Isaac dug, he sowed in that land. And in that same year, he reaped 100-fold. Your sowing of prayer this week, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, in this last quarter of 2017, there is fruitfulness in your heart, fruitfulness in your home, fruitfulness in your mind, fruitfulness in your prayer. Turn it into prayer and agree with God that, Lord, because of your mercy, because of your love, because of your counsel, Lord, we receive by your unction, Lord, fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, what I missed, what I could not reach, oh God, in January, in February, in March, in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, in September, that belong to 2017. I speak to October. You are a Rehoboth to me. I speak to November. You are a Rehoboth to me. I speak to December. You are a Rehoboth to me. I speak to 2018. You are a Rehoboth to me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord has made me fruitful. The Lord has made my husband fruitful. The Lord has made my children fruitful by the Spirit of the living God. And we are fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you because we are in the season of Rehoboth by your Spirit and your power. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to hold a child. Our children, we are not. Thank God that you are here. Just hold the child. Hallelujah. Mommy, you're going to do this for us. Maybe we'll start with this. Amen. Praying for our children. Children, God bless, come up with
them. If you read Exodus,
amen,
when Israelites were leaving Egypt,
amen,
they got to chapter 8. Children, the Pharaoh started asking Moses, who and who are going? Let the men go and serve God, because that's what the men want to do. What he was saying is, let the men serve God. Let the women and children remain in bondage. Moses said, no. For all of us must go, because we don't know what God will require in the wilderness for the sacrifice. He said, okay. Oh yeah, fine. Take your men, take children, to take your children, let everybody go. Moses said, no. Our cattle must go with us. And not a hoof will be left behind. What was Pharaoh saying? Pharaoh was saying, okay, you can go. All of you can go in poverty. You can go, but in poverty, because their wealth was their cattle. That was their means of livelihood. You can serve God, but your means of livelihood will be in bondage. And Moses said, no, Pharaoh. Not even a hoof. I hope you know the hoof is one that is useless. On top of, on the head of Naaman. That one like this. That one like this.
The hoof is the
shoe, okay. Both, all of them. Though it's useless. But none will be left behind. We are going with all of them. Let me tell you something. God has decreed that the glory of the letter shall be greater than that of the former.
That is to say that your children will serve God
better than you.
But what are you seeing? You are seeing the negative happening.
Therefore,
our brother Jude in verse 20 said, contend for the faith that was delivered to the apostles. He said, because certain men have come secretly to come and take away the... He said, contend for the faith. So what we're going to do now is not prayer. We're going to contend for our children. No child born by anybody in this church will serve devil. I called the children in my church. I say, you have entered one chance. Since you are calling me mommy, you have entered one chance already. Even if you want to go to hellfire, it's not possible again. Because you are entering this church. So for this week sacrifice of fasting and prayer, don't mind that all the members of the church are not here. When God wants to do serious things, he will remove those who are not serious. You are privileged. You are privileged to be among the serious people. So don't think of those who are not here. God will settle them. You know, we will also pray for them. You know why? God can go and catch them in their house because they are part of this house. They can't be left behind. Otherwise, they will try to be dragging us behind. So they must follow. So we're going to pray not just for the children. We're holding the children as prophetic action. That no child born by anybody in this church will serve devil. Nobody will serve devil. None of them will serve the devil. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus upon their foundation. We plead the blood of Jesus upon their ears. We plead the blood of Jesus upon their hearts. We command every evil that their teachers are sowing in their heart to be destroyed. We pray, we plead the blood of Jesus. Every evil that the government is sowing in their heart, we command it to be destroyed by the power and the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of Jesus and by the word of our testimony. Our children will serve the Lord. They will serve the Lord better than us. Can somebody pray in this place? Say, te, 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 Zembra le katoko skenteria rekekeke yekele senteria babaya reba baba 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 zimproko sheketeria kanderia. Father, send forth angels on assignment after them. Let the angel goodness and the angel mercy follow them everywhere they go. Esopate rikatopose ripakateke rikatoko skete ribaba yekele santeria dangaikele sketeria. Father, you say we shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. We decree today that they will serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to pray for parents who do not pay any rent at all. They only answer the name. They answer parents, but they don't pay any rent.
Parents.
Yes. Parents. Don't mind the Igbo that remove the Y. Your name is Pay Rent. I finished my book on that. I'm just waiting for God to give me money to print it. And he will do that. We'll do that because we want to face PTAs next year. In interacting with the children over 3 years now, I've discovered that all these parents that don't pay any rent contribute 60% of the problem. And the children contribute 40, 20%.
And then government contribute 20. Mm. By their laws that are against God. In Jesus' name we pray. There's this scripture God made me to be praying with for my children. Isaiah 54 verse 13. The Bible says, your children will be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Every day I say, God, please. Because it's not of him that willeth or him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. God, show me mercy. Teach them. Explain to them. Help them to understand. Explain the things we are saying in church. Go ahead and explain it. Make it clearer to them. The one we are saying at home, make it clearer to them. Help them to understand it. You know? In Jesus' name we pray. Lastly, our brother James said, faith without work is dead. So, as we are praying, be thinking, what can I do? No, I don't just want us to pray this prayer and feel good, simple, and go home. As you are praying this prayer, I want you to be thinking, God, what do I need to reverse? What do I need to change? What do I need to add? You know, what are the things? You know, what are the ones? You know, what atmosphere is in my home that is not helping them? You know, Jehovah God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lastly, please, if you are finding it difficult kneeling down, please sit down. No problem. God hears your prayer. Auntie, God bless you. I'm happy that you understand that you shouldn't kneel down that long. God bless you. Now, the last prayer I want us to pray is what my dear pastor was praying. Do you know that television has more influence on our children than us? There was a time mommy was like you. And mommy is what she is today, and you like it, isn't it? Mommy knows the road from where you are to where she is. You don't know. That's why she's qualified to be listened to. Amen. Young people, are you hearing me? Amen. The difference between me and every youth is that I was a youth before. Hallelujah. And now I am here. I have not succeeded, but I'm succeeding small. Mm-hmm. So I know the road from that confused state to small success. So that's why I qualify to be listened to. Amen. Because I have been where you are and I'm where you are trying to come. So when I talk, you should listen. Amen. You understand? So when I tell them like that, they say, mom, bah! Salute. Kare waka fia. So with that, so I want us to pray that last prayer. God, help me to inspect what my children watch. Supervision is lacking. Help me supervise. People don't do what you expect. They do what you inspect. They don't do what you expect. They do what you inspect. Your children don't do what you expect them to do. They do what you inspect them to do. So let's stop expecting. Let's inspect. Jehovah, grant me grace to inspect these children, to be able to inspect what they're doing. God, to inspect. Father, to inspect. Father, both spiritually and physically. To inspect both physically and spiritually in Kabul. In Jesus' name. We will stand up so that I can see that some people are not comfortable anymore.
Now, finally, we are going to pray this one. Do you know that you can monitor your children spiritually? I was in my house and I saw my son. They were about to shoot him, my second son. He's on campus. They were about to shoot him. And I, hey! And I started praying. The name of Jesus. I destroy the power of the devil that want to destroy my son. I slept again. I dreamt again. He was walking to, I know the, those of you that know University of Nigeria, the Freedom Squares, I know the Christ Church. There's a road that goes to Eninjoku. He was walking to that place. Three boys just jumped from outside to strangle him. I woke up. It was dream. I said, ah, what's happening? So, sorry, I'll be Yoruba by practice. Don't mind me. Sometimes I don't even know when I speak the Yoruba self. I'll be Igbo, but Yoruba, they just come out like that. So, because I'm in Lagos, Omweko only me. So, I woke up in the morning. I put a call.
Oh boy, what did they happen for school? He said, Mommy, I'm fine.
I said, how fine is fine? He said, Mommy, I'm fine. I said, measure the fine. He said, I'm good. I said, how good is a good? Any guam? Well, Mommy, I said, no. Let me know that hissing. What is, he said, is it not one boy in my department? He borrowed 30,000 from me, and I've been asking him to give me back my money. I said, oh, you even have 30,000. See you. He said, I've been saving. When you give me pocket money, I save some. So I've saved almost throughout the semester, and I have 30,000. And this was, I should give him that the following week he will give me. Now it's 3 weeks. He has been dodging me when I call him. So I've made up my mind. I'm going to call Anticott for him. Hey, where? I said, no, I beg. Send your account number. Let me pay you the 30,000. I beg. Don't call Anticott. Oh. If you call Anticott, if that boy is in court, they will finish you. Let me tell you the dream I just had now. And I told him, the two of them, I said, please, allow him to eat the 30,000 for your life's sake. So, he left the boy. He said, can I call the mother? I said, fine, it's better, it's neater. He said, the senior brother is in the school. I said, hey, you can talk to those ones. Leave the boy alone. Don't ever think of any physical thing because he will come to his arena. Many of us come to Satan's arena. And once you come to his arena, you are not conversant with it. He will beat you hands down. That's how my son was saved. Amen. So you inspect spiritually and physically. That's why it is important that this prayer Pastor put this week is put to revolutionize your prayer life. To make you a prayer warrior. In short, when you are a prayer warrior, now yourself you did do. I'm telling you. It's yourself. There's no time to tell you testimony of prayer. I started praying from that 17 years. I'm 52 now, by the grace of God. I was born again at the age of 17. And by the grace of God, they say I will cool down when I leave campus. I'm yet to cool. The cool has refused to come. Because every day there is more challenge. Do you cool when something is pursuing you? So that is the issue. So I want you to pray. Hold the hand of your wife if your wife is here. And pray that if your wife is not here, hold a brother or a sister. Pray that God help my brother. Pray for the person you are holding to monitor the children both physically and spiritually. And the person will not be taken unawares. The person will not be taken unawares. The person will not be taken unawares. Don't allow my people to 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 be taken unawares. Kaskenderia baba yakale sontoria lenga baleko shandara katoria balekanderia andala barosha kateria rangai kala sekretaria babo shantaraba lenga barosha talekaria laga senteria baba yekele santaria lembakosh kanteria kalengali santaria. I call you my father. You are my father. I call you my father. You are my father. I call you my father. My father. My father. My father. Attend to the prayer of your children. Attend to the prayer of your children. By the working of your Holy Spirit. Semboroko shintaria. Semboroko shintaria. Semboroko shintaria. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control. Holy Spirit, take control. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen number one. Amen number two. And the highest of them all. Oluwa etobi. Etobio, etobi, Oluwa, Oluwa, etobi, etobio, etobi, kosiyo, kosieni talefi shaka were o, etobi. Baba, kosieni talefi shaka were o, etobi oluwa, oluwa etobi, oluwa etobi, etobi o, God, you are so big. That there is nothing that can be compared to you. Etobi, etobi yo, Baba etobi, kosi yo, kosi anita lefi shaka were o. Etobi, kosi yo, kosi anita lefi. Shaka were o. He shot the mouth of lion in the den. He shot the mouth of lion in the den. Father, he shot the mouth of lion in the den. He shut the mouth of lion, the God of Daniel. He shut the mouth of lion in the den. He shut the mouth of lion, the God of Elijah. He shut the mouth of lion in the den. Oh yeah. Oh God of Elijah, of lion. In the den, he shot the mouth of lion. In the den, he shot the mouth of lion. In the den, my father shot the mouth of lion. Father, we thank you. You are greater than all. You do miracles that men may know that there is a God in heaven that is interested in the affairs of his children on earth. Father, we thank you for hearing us today. You say we should ask and receive that our joy may be full. Father, we are sure that you have heard us. to you alone be glory. To you alone be honor. To you alone be adoration. Father, as we go to our homes, go before us according to your word. Level the mountains. Make the crooked path straight. Give us hidden treasures in dark places. And God, bring us back tomorrow in higher level, in higher spirit, ready to discipline the devil to the glory of your name. Grant, O God, our brethren who are not here, the grace to join us tomorrow. Father, we pray that what you have done for us today, extend to them in your mercy. We refuse to be selfish. Father, we ask, O God, that you touch them in their various places. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Somebody shout three, amen.
Amen.
One, two, amen. Final, amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, ma. God bless you, ma. Amen. Amen. Is there refreshments? Amen. Because we are going into, the men are going that way. The women are remaining here for this next segment that will last for about, if you want water, that's what I mean. Make sure you get water, refresh yourself. You want to use the loo. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going into a session of about 30 minutes. Men praying on one side, women have been prayed with. Pastor Winford has gone to collect Dr. Kiari. Amen. It's good to have our sister with us. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Well done and welcome. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't need water, let the men just go to that side. Amen. Go straight. And let the women please remain here. And we'll meet together at 8:30. Amen. Amen. Dr. Kiari will come and join you. For the men, I'll start off and then he will join you. Amen. Of all the young boys there, all the young girls, the girls here, amen. Please make sure that there are no girls here. All the female here, all the male there. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to hear your voice as a woman. Hallelujah. The Lord knows those areas where he wants your feet to be established. We are in the season of Rehoboth. Amen. And that the Lord will make room for you and you be fruitful. Because it's one thing for God to make the room, it's another for you to be fruitful. Amen. There are some of us that need to be helped to get into that space that God himself has created as women. Some of us, I'll take example for marriage. Many women desire to get married. And God makes the room. And then when they get there, they are not experiencing fruitfulness. They meet opposition, they meet resistance, and they themselves don't know how to handle it. And don't even know the God who can help them. But tonight, by the mercy of God, every room that God makes for you, you will be fruitful in it.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. There are some that have not even discovered the room, but there is a room for you. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, they were just crying in Egypt that they were tired of the bondage. They had no clue where they wanted to go. They just did not want where they were. They were just tired of the taskmasters. But what was going to happen, and how they were going to get out of the bondage, they didn't know. But they cried. And God said to Moses, I have heard the cry of my children, and I have come down to help them. I believe, God, that in this prayer week, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, everyone that has been crying but didn't know which way to go, God will give direction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the time of Rehoboth is in the now. Where God in his mercy will orchestrate help for you. Amen. That even the enemy will say, you know what? You know, in my language, that if you pursue and pursue and pursue and you cannot catch the person, you retreat. The devil of his own volition will decide that it is time to retreat in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.